Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I am JR. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody locked in all over North America. My folks at work, my folks on the road, my people at home, my people holding it down. I don't care where you at, what you doing. I'm glad that you're here. Okay, I'll be rocking with you for the next 2 hours. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. He is holding it down in New York City. If you've missed a minute of the show so far, it's simple. You can listen to all 4 hours on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you to every person locked in and listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. People tuned in on SiriusXM channel 158. And everybody who has a smart speaker, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We've had a busy show. You might know this by now, but there's a heavy theme to the show tonight. Game one of the NBA Finals is in the books. The Denver Nuggets win at home after 9 days off. They beat the Miami Heat 104-93. In that same period of time where the Denver Nuggets have not played a game, the Miami Heat have played 4. And tonight, they lose. And some key things to understand, Nikola Jokic had another triple-double. 27 points, 14 assists to go along with 10 rebounds. Jimmy Butler had a crap game, only 13 points. And this is something that is very difficult for me to comprehend. The Miami Heat took an NBA Finals record low 2 free throws. That's it. There's some games that Jimmy Butler will go to the free throw line like 10 times like it's nothing. Tonight, 2 free throws. That's it. And it wasn't even a starter. It wasn't Bam Adebayo playing down low. He had 2 free throws. It was Haywood Highsmith. He finished tonight with 18 points. You may not even know who he was about a week ago. He took the 2 free throws and he made them. Meanwhile, the Denver Nuggets, they had 20 free throws. Jamal Murray finished tonight with 26 points. Jokic, I told you about his triple-double, 27 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists. Michael Porter, 14. Aaron Gordon, 16. Bruce Brown off the bench with 10. The Nuggets led by 24 points. This was abuse. I don't care what the final score was. This was an ass-whooping. Listen to Nikola Jokic after the game on ABC with Elisa Salters.
Nikola, there were some concern even among your own coaching staff about being sharp because of all the time off, but you guys were rolling from the initial tip. Just what was working tonight?
You know, we respect that team a lot. they fight, they never quit, and we just wanted to get the first punch. You know, the first three rounds they won their first game when they play on the road, and we didn't want to have that to happen. And I think we did a good job. You know, to hold that team to 93 points, I think it's a really good job.
Another triple double for you. Your teammates describe you as a maestro. Entering the fourth quarter, you'd only taken 5 shots, but yet you were dominating the game. Just how do you do that?
Right now the most important thing is to win the game, and I'm trying to win the game in any possible way. I don't need to shoot and I don't need to score. I don't need to score to affect the game, and I think I did a good job today. Everybody contributed. AG, Jamal, Mike, Casey, like everybody who played contributes, and it's a great win for us.
It is a great win for them. Game one out the way. Nobody knew how it was going to go, or were the Nuggets going to be rusty. No, they weren't rusty. The Miami Heat, they look worn out, man. There was nothing there. Bam Adebayo was the only dude who showed up tonight. 26 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 assists. But ultimately, what was Bam Adebayo going to do against Nikola Jokic by himself? Nothing. And everybody else is huge. Michael Porter Jr., he's skinny, he's thin. But this dude is 6'10". Aaron Gordon, one of the most physical, athletic guys in the league, running around at 6'8". Like, they got bodies out there. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, not the biggest guy himself. He's 6'5", but he's a guard. He can run and switch on dudes. And Nikola Jokic, yeah, he ain't fleet of foot, but he knows how to close out. He knows where to be. He going to be out there, you know, going footwork, foot to foot with somebody. Bad English, but you understand my point. They're big. They're larger than the Miami Heat. And listen to this. Caleb Martin, 3 points. Strus, 0 points. Are they going to be this bad in game two? I doubt it. I still like Denver. I like them. Nikola Jokic, he was just on NBA TV hanging out with Shaq and Charles Barkley, and Shaquille O'Neal could not understand. Well, he really can, because he was a ridiculous competitor when he played. Nikola Jokic, he explained to Shaq why he is not more effusive and thrilled and outwardly emotional following this game one win.
Tell me how excited you are. First win, 3 more wins ago, you'll be a champion. How do you stay even keel like you are now?
To be honest, I'm not excited. To be honest, I'm really focused and because I know what they're capable of. They beat some really good teams. The teams that had better record than us, and we as a team we are not relaxed. It's really important win for us, especially because they won the first game in every round, and we just. As a team, we have a huge respect for the Miami Heat, and our focus and our mentality is not to relax, it's just to get better.
Yeah, just to get better. What's to be excited about, right? Well, I don't think I've ever heard Nikola Jokic be excited. If they end up winning the championship, is Nikola Jokic gonna, you know, crack a gigantic smile and tell us jokes? Then maybe. He seems a little embarrassed with all of the attention that he receives. You know, Charles Barkley asked him, when you go back to Serbia, can you even move around like a normal person? This is what he said.
You're trying to tell us you can just walk around Serbia like a normal guy?
First 2 weeks, no. In my hometown. First 2 weeks, no. And then I take a picture with everybody, and then I'm just normal like them.
Okay.
Oh, okay. He goes home, people want their pictures, and after that, they don't care. They got better things to worry about. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Zach, he's calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, Zach?
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate having something to listen to on the way home from work. And, yeah, so I actually grew up in Los Angeles, lifelong Laker fan. of course, I was devastated by the sweep. And, you know, growing up, I never thought I would see the Nuggets make it to the finals. If AI and Carmelo couldn't take them there, I didn't think anyone was going to be able to. But I'm super impressed, and I'm really impressed with Nikola Jokic. And I wanted your take. I know someone previously called asking if you think he's in the conversation for the best center ever, and I agree with your assessment. But let's say that he wins this year, you know, he wins the finals, and he basically has a career that he's on track to have. So let's say he has two more MVP wins and he gets another ring. Then do you think Nikola Jokic is in the conversation to be the best center ever? I mean, he's only 0.2 he's 0.2 decimal points away from averaging a triple-double in his career. So what do you think?
I think the answer is yes. I don't think – and it's not ridiculous to say so. I think it's nuts to go ahead and place that now. Look, yeah. We talked about this earlier in the playoffs, even when they were taking on, they being the Nuggets, the Los Angeles Lakers. Like, Nikola Jokic has started to put up stats in some of these games that puts him in Wilt Chamberlain or Bill Russell category. That's not an exaggeration. And no, I'm not talking about 100-point games. And no, I'm not talking about 50-point games. But when you start going, hey, he can have a 20-20 game or a 20-20-15 game or a 30-20-13 game, like, these are realistic numbers. Tonight at halftime, Nikola Jokic had 10 points and 10 assists. He's a center. Like, who the hell is running around doing that? And so, yeah, if he can pick up more accolades, then sure. So here's the exciting thing. And I don't want to put the cart before the horse, and I'm sure there are a bunch of fans in Miami who don't want to hear this and not happy. But this is specifically about Jokic. This is specifically about the Nuggets. I've said it already. I think they're going to win the series. Okay, is it going to go to six games like I believe? I don't know. I just think what we saw tonight was not, not surprising. Do I think that the Miami Heat are going to be this bad in subsequent games? No. Do I think they'll run around, you know, down by 20? No. But I think they're going to lose. And when I look at the Nuggets, if I'm a Nuggets fan, I'm excited right now because Jokic doesn't appear to be slowing down. Wendell Carter Jr. spoke to us from the Orlando Magic. He said he believes Jokic can still get better. And then you look at the ancillary players that are around Jokic. You don't think Michael Porter Jr., the only thing with him is worrying about his back. And I think he's going to be fine, given that he's played more recently. Jamal Murray is going to continue to improve, especially coming off of his ACL. The Denver Nuggets are reaching their peak and their prime, and I don't see them slowing down. I'd be excited as hell, especially looking at some of the other teams in the NBA that are used to competing, that are getting older. You know, you look at the Golden State Warriors. They probably have peaked. They'd be lucky, I think, if they can get another championship. I think they've peaked. And so I'd be excited with what the Nuggets can do. I'd be very, very excited about what Jokic can continue to do, Zach. I think they're amazing. I think he's amazing. That's just what it is. Los is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, Dan, I love your show. You and Seth doing an amazing job. Really appreciate how you turn the fans into our family episode. So I'm going to comment on Joker. He's just he reminds me of a Larry Bird, 7-foot Larry Bird. You know, he has the court presence and the whereabouts of where his teammates are. So the only way Miami's going to have to win is they're going to have to play defense on everybody else.
Let him get his. Just let him shoot, huh?
Yes, yes. Hopefully that he get tired of shooting.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not – for whatever it is, it doesn't matter the scenario, the situation – he somehow, some way, ends up making, like, the right play.
Right, absolutely. Just like Larry Bird. It's just amazing how, you know, Larry Bird would score so many points and is just in a casual setting. You know, it was no big hype, no big deal. This is what I do every day.
Yeah. No, Nikola Jokic actually addressed that when he spoke to Lisa Salters. He's just like, yeah, I just.
Oh, okay.
He responded to that. He said, look, I'm not just out here just trying to score or get points. I'm just trying to win. And I think that's admirable for an NBA player right now. We got so many dudes who just want to fill up the stat sheet. He's doing
absolutely.
It, but they're winning, you know?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It's not a hunt. It's not a chase.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I wish we had more players like that with that type of demeanor. You know, it makes the game more exciting, and you want to be a real big fan of guys like him.
Sure. No, they're easy to root for. Thank you, Los, for calling from Baltimore. You know, I'm anxiously awaiting. I may have to look at me. I sound like a jerk now. I want a Denver Nuggets final shirt. When they have one, I'm going to make sure I get my hands on one. I appreciate what they're doing. I respect it. I really do. Ralph is here. He's calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ralph?
Good morning, JR. How you doing?
I'm okay. What's up?
I'm doing great. First of all, I love your show every night. I stay to listen, even though I started to work the day shift now, but I still can't stop listening. So I still got to stay till 2:00 with you and listening all the way through.
Well, thank you.
But anyway, as far as the game, I still agree with you and everything. I said the win. Because I was probably the only that would believe they would not win the first game. Because as you can see, there's not has been any rest in between those two, as I say. As you know, they're supposed to go over video, watch the other team plays. And in between that, it's just a one day to do that. So I didn't see them winning the first game. But as far as coming up, they already noticed their mistakes too on the first game. So I could see your second game is going to be coming up good. Are they going to win? I'm not sure. But to be honest with you, I could see the second game is going to be a great game. But as far as just the way they shot today, they were just horrible. It was just a one day and night off. And I felt like since they were in a new arena, it's going to be a different game. I'm not throwing the heat off. I still believe this could be a six-game series.
Okay.
Basically six-game to seven-game series, but I'm not going to go off and just throw them on the bomb. Even though I didn't believe in them going to this playoff, but it surprised me myself.
Yeah, I hear you, Ralph, and thank you so much for calling from Miami. I believe the second game will be closer, but all right, is Miami going to walk away from Denver with a win? Not so sure. Maybe they do. I thought they'll get their first victory at home. Dan is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Totally agree with you on that one, JR. Can you hear me okay? My phone's kind of old and run down.
I can hear you okay. Continue.
Good. Hey, who he reminds me of, and you may not be old enough to remember this, your call screener then, it was Bill Walton at the Portland Trail Blazers in 1977. They beat a very good Julius Erving-led team, the Sixers.
The Sixers, yes.
Yeah, they lost the first two games back there, and then they swept the last four. And Maurice Lucas and those guys would just circle around him, and he was just, This guy just reminds me so much of him. He just did pinpoint accurate passes, you know, in the lane, just outside the lane. And I've been a Warriors fan since 1970, and they won the first West Coast championship in 1975 when I was a junior in high school. So I kind of, you know, like to follow the Western Division. And, man, they had a really good team. It's too bad that Bill Walton had bad knees, so he didn't last very long.
His feet sucked. Hopefully Nikola Jokic doesn't end up with feet like him. Hey, thank you, Dan, for calling from Cali. Appreciate you.
Sure.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I've met Bill Walton. Always a fun dude to talk to. For a man who has just been decimated, or at least his career decimated by injuries, and now he's known more so for being a wild broadcaster, saying wild and zany and crazy things. Surprisingly, for a lot of these big dudes who kind of stumble and run around terribly and need hip replacements and a bad Bill Walton, the last I saw him a few years ago, he moves around pretty good for being an old giant. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Denver Nuggets beating the Miami Heat, not the only news that has come down the pipe in the NBA today. Nick Nurse introduced as the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. Adam Silver had a press conference. He had a little bit of an update around or surrounding or about Ja Morant. And then NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. Well, he talked about Morant. And then we also had some additional news about referees. The Boston Celtics talked about Joe Mazzulla. We even heard, separately from NBA news, we heard from Tom Brady today about his future. You're going to hear all of that as we continue on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
My man, JR, this is kind of like a dream, man. I've listened to you every night for 2 years. It's the first time I've called. I love your show, man. You keep it so real, and I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The Nuggets defeat the Heat 104-93 to win Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Not the only NBA news and that we got today. A few things. Right before the game got started, Adam Silver held what is a traditional press conference. The commissioner will always hold a press conference before the start of the NBA Finals. You have so much media assembled, national media, people from all over the country. And so a news conference, a press conference gets held, and he gets asked just about every and anything. One of the big things, I'd say the largest piece of news that came out of the press conference was about Ja Morant. Adam Silver was asked, what's the latest with this dude? When is his punishment coming? Why isn't it here? What's up? And this is what Adam Silver had to say.
In terms of the timing, we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information, I think, since I was still asked about the situation. I would say we probably could have brought it to a head now, but we made the decision, and I believe the Players Association agrees with us, that it would be unfair to these players and these teams in the middle of this series to announce the results of that investigation. And given that we're, of course, in the off season. He has now been suspended by the Memphis Grizzlies indefinitely, and so nothing would have changed anyway in the next few weeks. It seemed better to park that at the moment, at least any public announcement. And my sense now is that shortly after the conclusion of the finals.
Yeah. Well, what else is there to do, right? Like, what difference does it make? He's suspended by the Grizzlies right now. He ain't at their facility. I know this. He ain't going to be there in September or October. So what difference does it make if he has to wait a couple of weeks for the punishment? Look, the latest this NBA Finals can end is Sunday, January 18th. On Thursday, June 22nd, you have the NBA Draft. And so, you know, what happens between there and a championship parade, et cetera, you know, we'll see. I'm pretty sure Ja Morant, his suspension news, will get tucked away conveniently somewhere where it's kind of busy. So the NBA will have a decision to make there. Also, speaking of teams specifically, the Boston Celtics have made it clear that Joe Mazzulla will be back. Yes, they did not return to the NBA Finals, but Brad Stevens doesn't see that as reason enough to give Joe Mazzulla the boot. He was asked, hey, is Joe Mazzulla the man for the job?
Yeah, I think he is. And I thought he, again, did a really good job with this group. Everybody's going to overreact to the best players and coaches after every game. That's always the way it is. We know that going in, so we have to, you know, be able to judge things on the whole. And he's a terrific leader. He'll only get better at anything that, you know, he can learn from this year, because he's constantly trying to learn. And he's accountable.
Yeah, he was certainly accountable in that that last series against the Miami Heat, where he just sat in front of the media and said, everything's my fault. I hope he does a better job explaining and communicating to the media instead of being Bill Belichick Jr. And all things considered, yes, this wasn't what the Celtics wanted, especially going to the finals last year. But for Joe Mazzulla to win 57 games and be second seed and be a game away from the finals, not too shabby a result. Now, if they would have got blown out and gotten their asses kicked here after they quit, then yeah, I think there would be good reason for Joe Mazzulla to be shown the door. But how they fought back and what the season looked like in total, I can certainly understand him still being on the team into the future. Someone else on the team into the future, we have no idea. That's Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, this offseason, is eligible for a 5-year, $290 million extension. He didn't have the best series here in the Eastern Conference Finals, but Brad Stevens said, yeah, we want to try to give this guy a deal too.
Without a doubt, like, we want Jaylen to be here, and he's a big part of us, and we believe in him, and I'm thankful for him. And you know, and I said this earlier, I'm really thankful for when those guys have success, they come back to work. And when they get beat, they own it and they come back to work. And so I know that that's what they're about. Jaylen had a great year, all NBA year. He's a big part of us moving forward in our eyes.
All right. Well, let's just see if he wants to return to y'all. That's to be seen. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Indy is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Indy, you're live on the radio. Not anymore. Let's go to Vancouver, Washington. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, JR. Yeah, you had a caller compare him to Bill Walton. The only thing I see that he does better than Walton is score. Walton was a better passer, superior defender and rebounder. Wilt Chamberlain's another one. He put up numbers that'll never be matched. 63, he averaged 50 points a game for 82 games. When somebody scores 50 today, that's big news on ESPN. He averaged that. That'll never be matched. And Kareem Jabbar is the best center I ever saw. The only unstoppable shot. Jokic is good, but we ain't putting him up there yet. He's got some work to do. What do you think,
yeah,
JR?
I agree with you. I think I kind of said as much. Hey, Tony, appreciate you, my man.
Thank you, boss.
No doubt about it. Hey, Shep, what are your thoughts on what took place tonight?
Well, JR, it's interesting. When we listen to Nikola Jokic's comments, he is just so go with the flow, non-excitement, non-fervency. There's no jubilation. There's no elation. The guy who we really should be comparing him to, and you think of him not so much as the same kind of defensive force, but in terms of the way he sees the game, is Tim Duncan. And with that being said, JR, you look at the way this team is constructed, and you've alluded to this, and Nikola Jokic has even spoken about this. They have their four best players under contract till at least 2025. We know they're going to re-sign Jamal Murray when that date does come to an expiration. We also understand their four best players are 28 years young and younger. And so with all that being said, NBA fans, whether they like it or not, we can talk about dynasty all we want. Steph Curry was still at his peak, winning championships at 34. LeBron was 35. Again, the oldest, one of the four best players on the Nuggets is right now, JR, is Nikola Jokic. He's 28. You mentioned that he's not Elijah Warren in terms of athleticism, and so therefore that is not going to erode. The IQ has propelled guys like John Stockton, John Havlicek, to play until their late 30s, early 40s, respectively. And so when you look at the way the Nuggets are constructed, and you also couple that with the fact that there is no drama whatsoever whatsoever with this team outside of Mike Malone wanting to rev up them every single time he's in front of the media and give the, oh, no one respects us card. This is a team, JR, that as long as they do not break up that four-man young man core, that is going to win championship after championship after championship. I know this is only one game, but this is a game that the Heat usually like to sneak up on people with. We saw that with the Bucks, the first game of this playoffs. We saw that with them against the Bucks in 2020. They know they can't beat the Nuggets. This is the Nuggets championship. They're going to win this in 4 or 5, and they're going to win many championships to come. And this is a dynasty in the making. There's no debate about that. Your thoughts, JR?
I don't disagree. The possibility is certainly there. You mentioned I said some of that stuff already, so there's nothing else for me to add there. I said if you are a Nuggets fan, you should be excited about this team and where it can go, and they're hitting their peak. You look at what Jokic has developed into, how he has changed and his body has changed. You look at the role that Aaron Gordon now has to play on this team after coming over from Orlando and being the dude to put up a bunch of shots. You look at Jamal Murray coming into his own. He was already one of the most talented scorers in the league. Now he's coming off of his knee injury, and you would hope or think or expect for him to be healthy into the future. There's always a little bit of luck that needs to be involved when you think about injuries, and there's always a few things that you can't factor in. But all things considered, you would have to be real excited about these Nuggets and their future if the cards all fall right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. They have a bright future. I'm going to get to more of your calls. It's 855-212-4CBS. And speaking of future, Tom Brady spoke about his future again. Is he finally done? We'll get an answer on the other side of the break. We'll get some more of your calls as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to commend you on what you're doing going around college to college. My friend's daughter saw you at Bryant, I think it was. You got her really thinking, and I think she's gonna go into your field. I think it's just a wonderful thing you're doing.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Nuggets beat the Heat, take game one tonight, 104-93. Right before we went to break, told you about some of the other news in the NBA. Adam Silver told the media before game one that, yeah, we got a punishment for John Morant, but we going to wait to share it with you all because we want the focus to be on the finals. Okay, all right, fine. Boston Celtics, they said Joe Mazzulla will be back. Okay, fine. I think the way they ended the series helped him keep his job. Okay, yeah, sure, fine. And then I also told you that we got a little bit of news from Tom Brady. Maybe news, maybe not so much news about his future. Troy Aikman was on TMZ earlier this week saying that I wouldn't be shocked. Only Brady knows if he's going to return. I'm like, oh, God, here we go again. Well, Tom Brady spoke to Robin Lundberg from Sports Illustrated, and Tom Brady was asked that question. So I want you to hear this, and then I'm going to get back to more of your calls. That's 855-212-4CBS. This is Brady in response to that question. Are you coming back? Listen.
I'm certain I'm not playing again. So I've tried to make that clear, and I hate to continue to profess that because I've already told people that lots of times. But I'm looking forward to my broadcasting job at Fox next year. I'm looking forward to the opportunity ahead with the Raiders, and we're in the process of that along with the other different things that I'm a part of professionally.
All right. There you have it. Tom Brady said he's done. He doesn't want to have to tell you again. He's cooked.
It's still June, JR.
He also sent, June 1, June 2. He also decided to send out a message of, one of his kids with a new pet. And so I guess Tom Brady's going to take care of his kids and some animals. Good for him. 855-212-4CBS. Clayton is calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's going on? Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
All right. So, first of all, man, this Nuggets team is really good. I mean, Jokic, I for a while I hated on him. The way he moves sometimes, you think, like, man, he's so slow. How does he – or some like, same thing with the guy – what's his name there? Wow, I'm drawing a blank. Either way, they're really good. I mean, it's tough. Okay. What makes Heat fans nervous, I think, for me at least, I feel like, these games where Jimmy just takes the back seat kind of, you know, and he just dishes the ball out, kind of goes down the court, bam, bam, is, you know, he's running the offense. And the way to win, we need Jimmy to take over.
Okay. I don't know if he's ever been that player. We've seen it in spurts. We've seen it in big games. We've seen it in big moments. But even throughout the course of his career, from how it started to where it is now, that's never been the consistent theme of who or what he is. I agree with you. You want him to be more aggressive offensively, but that's not what we've seen. And I don't know if that is going to be winning basketball, because it will be a change for the squad. I do know this, and thank you, Clayton, for calling from Miami. It's been reported that Tyler Hero is expected to return probably game 3 in Miami. That would be next week. How does he fit in? How does he want to fit in? Is he going to fit in by jacking up shots? They've been winning without him. You know, how does he feel knowing that this is the type of success they've had without him? You know, looking at a Caleb Martin who tonight only had 3 points despite arguably being the best player in or consistent player in the Eastern Conference Finals. And so, yeah, you want Jimmy Butler to be more aggressive. I don't think he stunk tonight with only 13 points because he wanted to. He just said they had a bad game. And don't take my word for it. Jimmy Butler was asked about this, you know, after the game, more specifically, why the offense couldn't get into any type of a rhythm. Listen to what Jimmy Butler had to say in response.
Probably because we shot a lot of jump shots, myself probably leading that pack, instead of putting pressure on the rim, getting layups, getting to the free throw line. When you look at it during the game, they all look like the right shots. And I'm not saying that we can't as a team make those, but got to get more layups, got to get more free throws. And whenever you miss and don't get back, the games get out of hand kind of quickly. We gave up too many layups, which we also can't have happen. But that's it as a whole. We got to attack the rim a lot more, myself included.
Yeah, well, I mean, damn it. 2 free throws for the game? A record low? Whoa. Sean is calling from Seattle. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for taking my call, JR. First time caller to your show. Second time caller to CBS. My first time was to Shep on Sunday. Oh, shoot. Better give a shout-out to my mom just in case if she's listening. But I wanted to also say something about the Denver. I think it's going to be a short dynasty because from what I'm hearing from everyone saying about this CBA and everything, that it's going to be hard for them to keep all those players after 3 years. I think literally they could win it for 3 years straight, though.
Help me out here. You're looking at the Denver Nuggets. And
yes,
you're trying to figure out how they have the main piece locked up. Nikola Jokic isn't going anywhere for about 5 years. I actually had this conversation today with someone who used to work with Nikola Jokic with the Denver Nuggets, and we both agree that he would probably be the type of player who at the end of his deal, still in his early 30s, would say, I'm done. I don't need this anymore. I think outside of him, if you can keep Jamal Murray and also Porter, who has already been paid, what's the kicker? Like, why is that even a thought or a concern? They got to win something first.
First of all, if they could just keep Murray and Jokic, they're solid, and I'm not arguing that at all. Again, like I said, I think they can win three straight, but I think when the new CBA kicks in with just Murray and just Jokic, they're going to have – I mean, Denver still ain't that destination, like as if they wanted to go to LA or Miami.
I think you're making much to do about nothing. I don't think that's a concern. I don't think that's a worry. I just told you Jokic is locked up, and he has a player option that takes him up until 2028. Jamal Murray is under contract for two more seasons after this. They're not going to let him go. Michael Porter Jr. is locked up until 2026. I wouldn't be concerned about the new CBA at all.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay, yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a natural concern about the CBA.
That's always the thing, right? We'll see.
No, of course, everything is we'll see. But we have to see if they win this series first. We then have to see what the next year looks like. So to think about, oh, my God, how are they going to keep this team together like it's the back end of the Warriors is just, my God. Well, let's talk about who wins the championship 6 years from now, why don't we?
Did you just say if they win? You can lock this one up.
I believe so. I predict them to already win the series. But I think you're missing my ultimate point here. Let's go Let's go one step at a time before we start thinking about the end of something that hasn't even happened, including a dynasty or contracts, okay?
Yes, sir. You're correct.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you. Damn. Can we play game 2, 3... and 4 first? Can we go through, I don't know, July, August, September 1st? Can we go through the end of this series, the off season, next season, couple of seasons after that? Can we get some more before we start thinking about the Nuggets and how they will stay together? I mean, well, damn. They have great potential. That's it. Potential. A lot of people have great potential. Can they live up to it is a different question. Yeah, I'm going to start thinking about my contract for the year, I don't know, 2060. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
The finals are here, and the biggest assist is happening off the court. BetQL has the best sportsbook deals, bonus offers, and exclusive access to risk-free bets, giving you more bang for your basketball buck. Visit BetQL to unlock special offers and finish the season on a winning note. Whether you're riding with the Joker in Denver or playoff Jimmy in Miami, BetQL's bonus offers can be the alley to your sports betting oop. Go to BetQL.com/hoops to take advantage of these exclusive offers. That's BetQL.com/hoops.